Hello, my little Poochies. It's your Donnie Ray from the Poochie Crunch Podcast. Just wanted to say thank you so much for checking us out. We're very excited and we'll see you soon.
Hi, Poochies. This is Johnny Cruz. Thank you so much for joining us on this new podcast. Poochie Crunch Podcast can be found on all podcast platforms, as well as Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Let's go have fun. Hey, watch your language. Just so you know, we got a little raunchy and we curse like sailors.
Oh my God. The drama. Right, so
I've got interesting questions for you, too.
Oh, for moi?
The legit quoi community. Yes.
Oh, well, let me get my mind.
I'm so prepared. I have like an iPad now with all my questions and everything that we're going to discuss.
Look at you.
I know. And I made the special ensemble.
So prepared. I love that. I love everything is so Donnie. Everything about it is so Donnie.
And I was like trying to end the video and I was like, I gotta impress my sister, goddamn it.
It's so funny. You already impressed me, honey. You don't need to do all that, but thank you for sharing. I love it.
So I'm like, if I can make 100 euros in 30 minutes,
yeah, exactly.
I'll fucking shake my titties.
Do it. Yes,
meow.
Do it, honey.
Yes, meow.
You do your thing, honey. We know all about you, bra. We know all about you and your talents, bra.
Okay,
my sister is very talented.
She's a hustler, bitch.
Oh my God, wait, before we start, I already started recording, so fuck it.
I'm gonna put Shit, I missed the whole 3-2-1 countdown. Shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna put everything in now. Yeah. Have you heard of Leanne Morgan, the comedian?
The one who talks like she's
you.
Got a lifetime to make a statement.
Like you.
I'm like, land the plane, bitch. Land the fucking plane. Come on.
I am obsessed with her. Justin and I are obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She's fucking hysterical.
She's got that TV show, too.
Yes, which is amazing. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
She got renewed for a second season. I love her to death. And we always, your name is always in the room when she comes on TV.
I knew that was going to be the fucking point of the conversation. I knew it was going to be some southern banter for this motherfucker right here. Okay. I knew where that was going to land.
You knew it, honey.
Yeah. So if I don't know how Johnny's going to edit this, but for those of you guys just now joining us, this is how we fucking start our shit. Debauchery and joy. Those are my two favorite things in a cocktail.
Oh my God.
So, hi, baby.
Hi, Donnie.
Hi to all of our little Poochie Crunches out there. Hope you guys had a fucking fantastic Halloween. And again, we're still waiting for you guys to post your Halloween costume.
I know. I really hope you post your Halloween costume.
Yes.
All of them.
Yes. And first of all, this one right here. Oh, my slay for the day. Mama was serving everything. This bitch was cunt from drip to fuck, okay? Yes, she was. That costume was giving me life, baby.
I've trained myself to serve nothing but cunt.
I mean, as you should.
I'm well, very, very well trained.
Yeah, it's appetizer, entree, and dessert. appetizer, entree, and dessert is punt. It's all that's on the fucking menu.
Always on the menu, honey.
So I hope you guys actually finish. I forget people don't watch on YouTube. I always rewatch us on YouTube because I love just obviously seeing our gorgeous faces and just
I can watch
antics.
Us all day.
I'm at the gym being like, I'm doing extra mile, my bitch. You look fat in that last episode. You better suck it in. Let's go.
You're so stupid.
So Coochie Crunch is my gym motivation. Just so you know. But I hope you guys finished watching the YouTube segment where you can see our costumes at the end. And it was brilliantly done and so wonderful. And Johnny slayed it this year. But we thought we would kind of piggyback off of what we touched on last episode, which was like, you know, the winter's coming, going inward, really, you know, connecting with self. And we kind of touched on that a little bit or attacked that a little bit. So today we're going to talk about reset, recharge, and reinvent.
I love it.
The three R's, baby.
I love it. Three of the most important R's of the all of the R's.
It's all of the R's tonight. It's all of the R's, ladies and gentlemen, because I am bringing you the triple R from the Netherlands, and Johnny is bringing you the triple R from Orlando. Mm-hmm. I just thought this like really resonated with me with our last conversation, and then I was on the treadmill, and I was thinking, I was like, God, like it's such a pivotal point. Like, so many people are reassessing their lives and thinking about what they want to do and how they want to change it. For me, it tapped into something to where a little insecurity that I've had of like, am I too old to go into fashion design? Am I too old to take courses in art directing for photo shoots? And it really resonated with me because same thing for you, baby. Like, and I want to tie this all in. It's like, you know, you're opening the cafe.
I question myself all the time. Yes.
Imposter syndrome, right?
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome is the worst fucking energy you could ever bring to any thought process is imposter syndrome.
Completely. It's the worst energy.
Yeah. And it's so self-deprecating.
Yeah.
But you know what we're doing is we're not fucking doing that in 2025.
No.
Going into this period of where we're looking inward. Because I don't know if you guys have seen or maybe didn't know, I posted some things about I am actually going to very happily join the Amsterdam Fashion Academy.
Incredible.
And I'm going to be next summer. We got a little bit of time for the course starts, but basically I want to go into being an art director and taking all of my years of hair, makeup, design, all of those things.
Put it all together.
Putting that all in because I always have had the vision, but I always relied on the art director to be like, we need more of this, we need more of that. And I'm like, but we don't. Like, I didn't have the self-fortitude to say, no, that's not right, because I wasn't an art director.
Right.
So for me, I'm taking my almost 25 years plus of like hair, makeup, and design.
Right.
And I want to push that into a whole new direction. And for Johnny, who has been, for you guys who don't know, I mean, he was the manager at Gucci. He's been at Hermes. I mean, you name the top shit. I mean, this bitch literally went, was it Switzerland that you went with a fucking pair of handcuffs for a watch?
No. Not Switzerland. I've been to Switzerland for work. I used to work for Audemars Piguet, AP.
That's what it was. I can never say that word, by the way.
And I sold a $925,000 watch and had to take an armed security guard on a flight with me to LA and then got picked up by the purchaser's limousine driver to take us to Santa Barbara and then came back the same day.
I mean, guys, who gets to do that? But Johnny
Cruz. It was pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing.
So I thought for us with the reset, recharge, and reinvent, you know, like you kind of, we take a moment to reset. We go inward and recharge, and then we reinvent ourselves. And for me, with going into a whole different direction of fashion, you know, fashion is very can be very judgy. It can very be problematic. It could be so many opinions. But where I'm standing 10 toes down right now is that, like, I'm really fucking good with myself. I'm loving, like, where I am and kind of, like, taking from the mood board of our lives and my life specifically and channeling that in. And I think for you, Johnny, with opening the cafe and doing all that, like, you're bringing all of your years of retail, management, business, right, marketing. So we kind of want to take a little bit for you guys and, I don't know, ask you guys, how would you reset, recharge, and reinvent? Like, what would you do if you could change your life? And you can change your life, by the way.
You could definitely change your life.
Yeah, I'm living proof. I live in the Netherlands now.
Me too. Europe. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
Johnny's
who the
doing
fuck,
a whole different pivot.
Who the fuck picks up and... I was talking to somebody the other day about this and how difficult it is to even just move to a different city in the same country. Like, we picked up and moved from New York to Orlando, New York City to Orlando. And that was difficult enough, right? No friends down here. We have family, which...
Yeah, you didn't really have any friends, right? It was just primarily your family.
No, yeah, exactly. Right. But picking up and moving, not just to a different city, but to a different country where you don't know the language... You are living in a different culture altogether. Like, that takes it to another level, in my opinion. And not many people have the courage or the wherewithal to move to another city, much less another country.
Yeah. And honestly, you know what I would say? It goes back to good old Frank Sinatra. If you can make it in New York City, you can make it anywhere, baby.
Yeah.
And that has always just resonated with me, even in my moments of, like, doubt of moving here and, you know, getting everything together and figuring out, and I'm starting to hold new, I'm back in the salon. Like, I haven't worked in a salon with other stylists in 10 years. I always had my own studio. I went in, turned the lights on, did hair, turned the lights off, and went home.
Yeah.
But for me, honestly, it goes back to my military training. Knowing that, like, I could figure out anything. And then also New York City, baby, which is where I met your gorgeous ass.
Yeah.
You know, well, I met you in Connecticut,
City
but
is,
let's be honest.
It's the perfect training ground, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
And even for you, like, I mean, moving to Orlando, you know, even though it's within the, you know, continental United States, I mean, that's still a lot. Like, you left, I mean, you were a New York girl. Like, you knew that city, like, the back of your hand. I mean... You get walked down the street with someone like, Johnny, oh my God, Johnny. And I'm like, yeah, do you want his fucking autograph? Like, what do you want?
But it's a big difference. You know,
I didn't
move to Miami. I didn't move to LA. You know, those are logical cities to move to if you're a New Yorker, Chicago, San Francisco.
Right. San Francisco, you know, like the major cities.
Yeah, but Orlando was not.
But exactly. And so you went to a completely different, like, I moved to a different country and a different culture, but within your own country, you still went to a different culture.
Yeah.
Orlando is a completely different breed of aesthetics. You had to have a car. You've got to drive.
Yeah.
You know, New York.
The vibe is completely different.
The queer community is probably a lot different.
Yeah.
And I'm not shitting on it. I love Orlando, by the way. Like, I mean, Winter Park is like,
that's I know you park. Love Winter Park. You love you some
I
Winter
love
Park.
I love Winter Park.
I love it.
So all my Winter Park tours, I love you. So circling back on the reset, recharge, and reinvent, I just love that, like, I'm stepping into a whole different thing. Like I said before in the last podcast, like, I didn't know editorial was coming back to me. And you, did you ever think you were going to be a fucking cafe owner? Like,
not cafe. Yeah. I've always wanted to open my own place.
Right.
I've
right.
always
I
wanted
know that.
To have a boutique, you know, because
jewelry.
Yeah. Jewelry, just everything, gifts,
right.
everything. But everything now that I'm doing is an evolution is the culmination of the food service work that I did before I got into retail.
That's right. And what was it? Where did you work in New York? It was a pivotal place everybody who was famous ever worked.
Yep, the coffee shop.
The coffee shop in Times Square, on 14th Street.
Union Square West.
Union Square, yes.
16th and Union Square West. I was just reading an article about Shamar Moore, and he worked there. I was there when he worked there. I worked with Maxwell, Jennifer Esposito.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. And so many people came out of the coffee shop. So
I love that.
I got the majority of my experience there, as well as Empire Diner. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And we're going to touch on that one in the next episode that I've been told about. Like, we're not even going to give you guys any teasers, but...
We sure
are. Okay, we'll give you a little teaser. I about drowned at Empire Diner. But that's all we're saying. That's it.
I became a lifeguard. And I didn't know
that's
that
all we're saying. That's all we're saying. Okay. If you want to know more, you got to stick in for the next episode. Yep. Because then we will go into the debauchery of Donnie, which is fabulous. But I say this, I love the coming to the full circle of, like, here we are at this, you know, different juncture of our lives. So, like, I'm doing something completely different in a different country. You're doing something completely different than you've ever done, but everything that you've ever done has got you
led to this
point.
Yes.
And same thing for me. My business mind right now is completely different than it's ever been. So I wanted to kind of talk to my people out there who think, like, oh, I'm too old to this, or maybe I can't do that because I'm too old. Let me tell you something. I just turned 49 years old, and I would say the peak of my performance. Like, my work is better than it's ever. Now for the first time, I will actually step away from painting a face or doing someone's hair and be like, give myself complete credit. Wherein before I would tear myself down. I don't think that comes with age or with just self-awareness. Right. But I will honestly say, like, I've looked at certain things recently and they're like, but you are fucking good. Where before, in my younger years, I maybe would have compared myself to a Pat McGrath or people who are, like, amazing makeup artists who've done this completely massive thing, which really I don't think I would ever want to have my own makeup line. Like, what comes with that with employees and all that kind of thing? I just never thought it fit for me. But I think for the reset, recharge, or reinvent, I would just like to challenge everyone. Obviously we would love to see what you would want to do with your life. Or, you know, like, am I too old? You're never too old. I went to hair school with a woman, and this is a true fucking story, guys. She was 68 years old, Italian woman in Norwalk, Connecticut. Her husband died. Now, we're going back to time frames of where, you know, women were much more subservient. Her husband would never let her work. And all she ever wanted to do her whole fucking life was hair.
Oh, my God.
And he was in the grave for 2 weeks, and she signed up for fucking hair school.
She better work.
She did work, honey. Let me tell you something.
God bless her. Good for her.
She slayed all day and was
good for her.
Why? Isn't that fucking incredible?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I watched her work and how she grew, and I was like, in my head, I was a little sad because I was like, you know, I feel like hairdressing is also like, the call to religion. It's like you're either born to do it or you get called to do it. Like, and she was definitely born to do it.
I love it.
But I say all that without saying that, like, you never know where success is going to find you or where you're going to find success. Johnny's stepping into a whole new category of life.
And I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
You don't. Yeah, exactly. But, well, I mean, you do because you've got all the years of experience.
Well, I've got that experience, but I've never worked for myself, you know? Like, I've never owned a business. I've never had the prospect of having employees rather than coworkers, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, but you've managed. I mean, you were the manager of Gucci.
No, yes, I have. I have managed. I've done all of that before. but under a corporate umbrella, it's very, very HR. Different, you know, and I'm going to be HR. I'm corporate,
you are HR,
you know, which means I'm the buyer. You can
sleep with your employees. And maybe we should get to a really good attorney. I'm just saying. I mean, Justin's listening, so you know it's not going to happen.
I'm not going to hire people that I'm attracted to.
So.
Danger, danger.
Cardboard. They're going to basically be cardboard cutouts. Is that what it is?
Ooh, stop making me perspire, Donnie.
I mean, I'm just thinking of the possibilities, darling.
You're so funny. But wait, I have to say this. I just recorded my upcoming episode yesterday or the day before for Ugly Brown Boy.
Yeah.
And that, the title of that episode is What Happened When I Changed My Mindset. That was...
Oh.
That is the title of the upcoming episode. I talk about getting older, and I talk about doing things that you are not limited to because of your age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's like a perfect segue into this podcast right now. Because we're talking about, like, I mean, I'm 49. We would not disclose your age, you know, because you're younger than me. but we're just saying, like, you know what, like, it's possible. You could do anything.
No, you can do anything.
And I'm going to segue into, that into our little Q&A session that I've set up for my little mango booty princess here. I did homework.
I'm ready for my interview.
Okay, guys, so since we're talking about different people who maybe found their passion later in life or, you know, started a whole new career in a different life, I thought we should ask our beautiful princess over here some questions about people who maybe have found their passion later in life or just basically hit the mark, like just found it, it happened, it accelerated, and there they are. So we're going to ask you the first question, and these are just, guys, really just for fun. Obviously, we're not playing fucking homosexual Jeopardy right now. Although if we did,
honey, we would win.
All right, Johnny, here we go, guys. And we're going to give you guys a second to think about your answer after I ask the question and give him the A, B, or C. So, again, to lead with, we're talking about people who find their success later in life, and success is equated to whatever you feel it is. But let's just say popularity and money. All right, John, who launched their world famous fast food chain at 62 years old? Would it be the founder of Burger King, the founder of Outback Steakhouse, or the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken? Take your time.
See, motherfucker, I did not plan for a game show to happen. I thought you were going to ask me questions about moi.
Game show time!
I'm going to say Kentucky Fried Chicken.
And you would be fucking right. Yes, you are, sis. Yes,
the Colonel,
the
honey.
Original founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, actually the fast food chain, launched when he was around 62 years old. I mean, as that, you know, with that became obesity and all kind of shit.
But oh my God.
He found his place at 62. So again, we're going back to guys, it's never too late. All right, next question for my mango booty princess as I take a little sip of my happy juice. My happy juice. Which is my red wine for those of you guys in radio land who cannot see us on YouTube.
A big ass glass of wine.
That's right, baby. All right. Here we go. Oh, that's a knock over my stand. What actor got their breakout role in Pulp Fiction at 46 years old? So a little like 3 years younger than me. Would it be A, John Travolta, B, Samuel Jackson, or C, Uma Thurman?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Damn it, girl. You are on it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I know in the back of your head you're thinking, the other two are white, so they got their success started much younger. And the one early. Black man, like, Black oppression. Mm-hmm.
Early, when they were children.
Yeah.
Thank
Y'all
you.
Y'all know we keep it real for you, bitches. You know we keep it real. Okay. All right, so let's. Oh, got one more for you. Okay, one more. Uh-huh. You know, we gotta go in fashion. We gotta go in fashion. We're gonna get okay. to the bougie on a budget after this. Okay. Are you ready, my beautiful sister?
Ready.
What fashion designer who started their career was at 40 years old? Is it Isaac Mizrahi, Monique Louyer, who have actually done her fashion show, by the way, guys, or Vera Wang?
Oh, interesting.
And guys, he does not, he's not seeing these questions. Like, he's already 2 for 3 right now. Like, I didn't show him shit before this.
You know, I'm going to say Monique Louyer.
Okay. All right. So he's 2 for 3. Yeah. The actual designer who actually started at 40 years old was Vera Wang.
No.
Yeah.
I was going to say Isaac Mizrahi, and I changed to... Okay, so I was...
Well, he's a white man, honey. Obviously, he got his success much sooner than the rest. Yeah.
Okay, Vera makes sense. She ain't white.
Yeah. And wasn't she, like, didn't she do, like, ice skating before? Like, wasn't she, like,
yes,
a big...
she was.
So that makes sense that she...
She was an ice skating costume designer.
Yeah, so that would make sense that she transitioned at 40 into that place of power.
Yeah, completely.
Love that. Love it. So, all right, so guys, that was our little Q&A. Should we do that? Should we do that as our Poochie Crunch of the Week? Make it a little crunchy?
Love that. Yeah, I love that.
Poochie Crunch of the Week. And Johnny got 2 out of 3. Like I said, guys, I'm not even bullshitting you. He didn't even know this was going to happen.
I have no idea. This bitch is full
of
surprises.
It's better that way. We don't do scripted, first of all. And second of all,
no,
I'm like,
this is completely unscripted.
Yeah. And I think at this point, you guys can see my ensemble.
Yep.
A little bit. As you're seeing in the video right now, I'm kind of showcasing you a basic black sweater that I thrifted. I think it was like maybe €4, right?
And I was like, you know what? Which I love on its own, by the way.
But I didn't like the way it draped on me, and it didn't look expensive enough.
Yeah.
My little secret trick, which is taking these little kilt pins, as you guys can see, spray painted them, I let them dry, and just cut random parts of my body that I want to showcase in the top, let that dry, run that through there. I mean, does this not make it look way more expensive?
It does. You, by the way, are the Duchess of safety pins.
Love a goddamn safety pin, and I always will.
You always have, and you always,
always
will.
Always have.
But everything... Even things that you've made for me that I still love to this day have safety pins in them. I do it myself because of knowing you. And it does.
Aw, babes.
It looks so much more valuable and expensive than
it just gives a
just a plain black
dog, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. And it changes the silhouette. So, like, even I'm sure you guys can see in the video. But, like, this side is a little more asymmetrical. Like, you can pull this up so you can showcase a little scarf on your jeans.
Oh, I love
it's
that.
It's just simple asymmetry. Asymmetry always makes everything look more high fashion. Like,
yes,
if you pull
definitely.
This down, just that line. And I know you guys out in radio land probably can't see, but that's why I would say hop on our YouTube. But, yeah, tie a little bit of a scarf in your two little loops there. Pull that up.
I love it.
Fashion.
I love it. It's phenomenal. I love it. And I love the idea of the scarf too being the highlight of that asymmetrical cinch.
It just gives you like a little peekaboo.
I love that. No, it's fantastic. And another addition to what you've done is if you have jeans that are slightly too loose on you, don't use a safety pin. Don't use, you know, those things that you can buy, the buttons that you can buy and cinch them. Do what Donnie did. Take a small scarf, even a bandana, even a red bandana. Fold it, scrunch it up, tie it together, and cinch your pants. It's a better way than you know, altering your pants, I think.
And I love that you touched on that, because these jeans I bought when I was 23 pounds heavier. I just lost 23 pounds, guys, in the past year. Correct. These pants are really loose on me. And if I didn't have this, like, they'd be falling off. But other than that, I mean, I just really wanted to tap into, again, like we said before about the last podcast, about, like, going inward and in the fall and reset, recharge, and reinvent. And for us, we're going to keep you guys totally a part of the journey. I'm going to share with you guys my first day at school. Johnny's going to be shooting all types of incredible back scenes of, like, the decorating of the cafe and getting all that stuff started. So I just thought it would be kind of cool, again, to piggyback off what we were talking about last week. And I don't know, challenge you guys. Like, what are you thinking? Like, I feel like there's just so much energy right now. This is so creative.
Like, yeah, no, I can't it really is.
Thinking it of
really
it.
Is. And the challenge really is to believe that your options are limitless.
Absolutely.
Age is not there to limit you. Just because you're getting older, we all get older, but it doesn't mean that we stop being functional, we stop being creative, we stop being productive. I mean, 68 years old and you go to hair school?
Like, right?
What? Right? But it's bananas. I mean, going back to school at an older age in general is difficult enough, but you know, at the age of 68, take it upon yourself to live out a dream that you have been kept from all your life.
Yeah, a passion. She had a passion for hair. Like, she really did.
You are not limited to your success later in life.
Nope. And I think, honestly, for me, like, I can only ever speak my truth, is that I feel like the older I've gotten, like, the negativity voices in my head have gotten quieter. Like, they don't really exist anymore. I hear more of a, fuck it, do it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You want to go to school and become an art director? Fuck it. Like, the fuck it, you're crazy voice is kind of dead now. And now the fuck it, you can do it is way louder. Yeah. And I lean into that thought process, that energy way more.
I agree.
Before, when I was 24 and walking on a photo shoot and just still trying to figure out and navigate how things work, you know, the voices would be like, you're not good enough for this. You grew up in a trailer park. Like, you know what you're doing. You're not professionally trained. You've never went to art school. Now I'm like, that voice doesn't speak anymore. Now I say, because I grew up so poor, because I went through all the shit that I did, that's why I'm the fucking amazing artist I am now. What? And I think that would be the same thing for you.
Yeah, I believe that to be true for myself as well. Who knew that I would be here opening up a business of my own? And even the idea of that, Donnie, I have to say, is terrifying for me. Like, you know, every once in a while, imposter syndrome sneaks in and you're like, you're fucking crazy. But the thing is, you have to have a little bit of crazy
to
push you to jump. Like, you don't jump off a cliff into the water, right, without being a little crazy. The person that holds themselves back is giving in to that voice saying, you're crazy, don't do it, don't take that chance. But when you give in to that crazy part of you that says, You can fucking do this shit.
That's the beauty.
Fucking go for it.
In the chaos, you find serenity.
Like, and the older you are, right. The older you are, number one, the fewer people there are telling you that you can't do it. And number two, you are less likely to say, there's no way I can do this.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know?
And for our young people out there, for our beautiful, incredible souls, like, press fast forward. Get to where we are now at 30. Like, press fast forward. Like, go through those motions. Go through those conversations. I feel like there's way more tools now for younger artists and younger creatives to understand alignment, meditation, manifestation. Like, me and you were just fumbling through life, figuring it out. Where now, you guys have this incredible amount of knowledge that's at the touch of your fingertip, which is your phone.
There's so much information right in front of you.
Yeah.
You know? You can chat GPT legal documents that we, when we were younger, would have had to, like, I don't know, like, we'd
go to the library. Remember the card catalog? Oh, remember the card catalog where you go to the library and you pull the card and find the book?
Yes, the Dewey fucking decimal system.
Yeah, the Dewey decimal system. Oh my God, now you're giving me a pen.
My God. I'm getting anxious now.
Oh, I was going to have a sip of my happy juice. Some happy juice. Oh my God, but it's so true. So all you incredible young creatives out there, which I find inspiration every day on TikTok and on social media.
God. You guys are such inspirations.
Such inspirations because they're free.
And I'm envious of you because you can be whoever the fuck you want to be, and nobody is telling you no because there's something in the palm of your hands that is constantly telling you yes.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, I envy that aspect of it. However, nothing replaces real life experience. Nothing replaces what we went through.
Right. Agreed. And go through it, live it, figure it out. Like, I mean, again, I would not change anything I've ever been through in my life.
No, I would not change it. Like, it was hard. It was fucking hard. Everything that we had to do was so hard. Now, everything is at your fingertips. It's so easy, you know?
It's effortless. For me as a makeup artist, I can order makeup now, where and before I'd have to go, you know, step to MAC or go to Stella or Trish McAvoy or all these different places to. And I see we're in and up on our time frame here, but just going back to the reset, recharge, reinvent.
Yeah.
I think Johnny would concur, like, share with us, like, well, if you could change it all and just do whatever, what would it be? Who would you be? And what career would you do? Yeah. Not even a career. I don't like the word career, but what path? Yeah. Would you maybe go down? Because we're both going down completely different paths. Like, I get to watch you grow into being a fucking businesswoman, bitch.
I know.
You know?
I know. I'm completely... What I'm doing is completely different than what I pictured myself as.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
I can't wait to watch it.
Here's the thing. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are in your life, you don't know what that part of your life and that aspect of your existence is going to lead you into.
Absolutely.
You have to be open to it because I wanted to be a performer, didn't I, Donnie?
Mm-hmm.
And
hardcore.
Who's to say that what we're doing isn't performance? Who's to say that this won't take us into a different type of performance? And that's the thing. You have to be open and you have to understand that your passion and your heart are going to lead you into these things.
Yeah. So guys, again, share with us any of your, I don't know, ideas of where you maybe want to change your life or where if you are changing your life, like, let's show us. We want to hear about it.
Yeah. I want to know what is exciting you.
Yeah.
I want to know.
And we're going to keep you guys posted too. Like, Johnny's doing a whole backstage documentary about everything. I'm waiting for the release in the theaters. You know. I'm going to be taking you guys backstage with me on photo shoots and editorial work and how I design my mood boards and the concept and how I put all this onto paper and how it makes sense. So we're excited to have you guys on the journey. And I love you, my sister.
I love you, Johnny.
Yeah. And you did so good on your pop quiz, bitch.
You know.
2 out of 3, girl. You are such an overachiever. You're an overachiever. You're an oversucker. I mean,
don't reveal my secrets.
Well, I mean, most people know, you know.
It's not a secret. It's on the bathroom walls, honey.
This is true. So, all right, guys. Well, we love you so much. Thank you for all the comments we've gotten recently. Again, I've gotten so, my cousins have chimed in and been like, oh my God, you're fucking insane.
So much. Oh my God. I love answering questions and comments. It's so awesome.
I know. And yes, and Johnny is the one, I mean, I reply when I can to, but Johnny is also the person I responded to. So I hope you guys enjoyed the Bougie on a Budget and the crunch of the week being us, well, I guess I say us because you guys are all a part of this, putting our sister on a little bit of a Q&A question thing that honestly she knew nothing about and did so gracefully good.
All right, guys. We will catch you next.
We will catch you next time. We love you so much. And we'll see you in the comments. Yeah, we'll see you in the comments. Like, share, post, retweet, duet, do what the fuck you want. And we love you. And love I love you.
I love you, Donnie.
All right, guys. Bye. Stay crunchy. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Mwah.
Mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah.